Praise God. I thank the Lord for this opportunity that we have. And I'm going to be bringing a brief word tonight, a power word tonight. And that word is, we'll be talking about walking in love. And I'm going to be ministering from one verse, and that's 1 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter, the 12th verse. And you continue to follow along with me, and you can read even further later on in your own good time. But just to give you a brief background, Paul's stay with the Thessalonian church was very brief, and therefore he wasn't able to complete his ministry to his satisfaction. In other words, he was deeply concerned about the spiritual growth of the Thessalonian church. And just like our pastors that really truly love God, pastors that God has given us after his own heart, they care about the church. They care about the body of Christ. And they are a real pastor would be a true watchman on the wall, watchman over your soul and making sure that hopefully that you will grow and nourish you in the Lord. The Bible says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word. And that's the pastor's job, to just nurture each one of us in love in the word of God. So Paul knew it was necessary to teach this church, the Thessalonian church, about the simple, practical Christian living. And therefore, he sent Timothy to the Thessalonians to help establish and strengthen their faith in Christ. Paul prayed to the Lord. He said he prayed for the Lord to teach the Thessalonian church and teach them the importance of loving one another. Just simple, practical Christian living. And that's what it's important to know that, because if we've never taught that, we won't know about the love that we are expected to exemplify. Amen. Because love is the basis of our whole Christianity. So 1 Thessalonians 3:12 says, "And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love, one toward another, and toward all men, even as we do toward you." This is Paul's prayer. He said, "And the Lord make you to increase your love, and so that you will be more established in understanding the love of God, and that's how you'll be able to give out and demonstrate the love one to the other." The Bible tells us to love one another, and there are times, and this is the truth, when it takes the divine power of God, all the Holy Ghost power, all the anointing of the Holy Spirit to love one another, to love certain people, because there's some folks that just seem like they're just plain unlovable. But that's no excuse. God told us, love them anyway. Show that love, because when you love, he coals of fire upon their head. We learn how to love one another. And so we have to allow the Lord to speak to our hearts, to be a blessing. In other words, be a blessing on purpose. On purpose, I'm going to love you because the word says so. And then the scripture goes a little bit further, and he says, and abound in love. And that word abound means to be genuinely affectionate towards one another. In other words, you don't got to stir it up. You don't have to make it up. We don't have to pretend, but truly care about the well-being of your brother or your sister. Believe me, that takes love. And sometimes we have to say, "Help me, Jesus." And he will. When you say that in sincerity, he will help us. Amen. Listen, the Dream Team ministry is more than this prayer ministry. I'd like to say it like this. The Dream Team ministry, they reach out and extend love, extra love, to people that ordinarily maybe people wouldn't even think about serving them in a particular area and being a blessing to someone. And when we call it, we define our ministry like this: love in action, because that's what love is. We have to love more than in saying I love you. We have to love indeed. And so the Dream Team ministry is about love in action. See, when folks are in need, they require more than just prayer. They really need love indeed. Maybe they need food. Maybe they need clothes. Maybe they need money. Whatever the need is, if we have it within our means to bless someone, that's what God expects of us. So in other words, Paul is praying and the Lord. In other words, he's saying, God, he make you to increase and abound in love, one toward another and toward all men, even as we are loving you. In other words, Timothy and I, we are showing you that we love you, because in many times throughout Paul's books, he talks about, and I make mention of you in my prayers daily, and I'm praying earnestly for you. In James 1 and 22, he says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. In other words, don't just listen to God's word. We must do what it says. As simple as that. Sounds simple, but we got to do it. Otherwise, if we don't, you and I, we're just fooling ourselves. We're just wasting time, because love means everything. Galatians, the 6th chapter and the 10th verse, it teaches us the application of love. It says, as we have opportunity, do good to all men, especially to the household of faith. As we have opportunity, believe me, if we are watching, if we're looking, opportunity will present itself that we can be a blessing to someone. We can show love. I mean, we can go out of our way to show the love of Christ. Because believe me, we wouldn't be saved today had not Jesus come and he gave his only begotten son. God had that kind of love. He so loved the world. He so loved you. He so loved me that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him should never perish, but will have eternal life. Galatians 5 and 14 says, for all the law is fulfilled in one word. Even in this, it says, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That's saying a whole lot. In other words, here is love in action. Love is the summation. It is the foundation of our entire living for Christ. And it's the summation of us expecting to live everlasting life with Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says it like this. If we don't love one another, he says we're none of his, and the love of Christ is not in us. We have to show love. We don't step on our brothers to get ahead. We don't step on men anyway to get ahead. Think about it. If the world loves one another, if even in our White House and even in our police force, we wouldn't be going through all these things now if there was love, if people love one another, if they cherish one another as thyself. My God, because people don't do their own self wrong, they usually do yourself pretty good. So the Bible says we have to love one another even as we love ourselves. That's how people are going to see Christ. There are some folks who will never go to church, but they will read our lives. They will see the love. And the Bible says that we can love and do good so that men will see our goodness and begin to glorify our Father, which is in heaven. Amen, somebody. So every day our prayer should be, Lord, help me, Lord, and show me how to love in a way that pleases you. Help me to love in a way that brings glory and honor to your name. People of God, you and I, we grow daily in love, in our walk with God, walking in love. That's every single day. It takes time to learn how to grow in God. It's truly a process. It takes time to learn how to be holy. 2 Peter 1 and 5 through 7 says it like this. Add to your faith virtue, and then add to virtue knowledge. See, I told you it's a process. And then add to knowledge temperance. And then add to temperance patience. Then add to patience godliness. And then add to godliness brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness add charity, which is love. Praise God. And in my closing, I want to direct your attention to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. It's our love chapter. And I'm not going to read that whole chapter, but I'm just going to point out just a few verses. The fourth verse, it says, charity or love, it suffers long. Thank God he is not like man. God's love is long-suffering. You know that. I know that. And the many times that we have disappointed God, and many times we didn't do what God said to do, many times maybe we just decided, well, I just don't feel like doing it. The long-suffering love of Christ, he loved us so much. And that Jesus continuously intercedes for us. So love or charity suffers long, and it's kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. That means it does not brag on itself. And it's not arrogant. And it's not puffed up. And the last verse, verse 13 says, and now abideth faith, hope, and charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity, or that's love. So I hope that you have looked to God and received this word in walking in love, because without love, we can't please God. Amen. And at this time, we're going to hopefully hear from our minister, Rosa Booker. Minister Rosa, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Praise God. And we want you to let go and let God, you minister in prayer, ask the power of God direct you for 10 minutes, and then I'll come back and introduce our next minister. So go ahead, Minister Rosa.
Thank you, Co-Pastor Lady B. Good evening, everyone. Shall we go to the Lord in prayer? Father God, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus, Father, to say thank you. Father, we acknowledge you, God, as being the triune Godhead. You are God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all in one. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you so much, God, that you are the only true and living God. Father, there is no one else like you in all the universe. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, that you are the creator of heaven and earth, and of every living thing. Oh, God, thank you, God. You spoke the worlds into existence. Oh, God, what a mighty God you are. What a powerful God you are. Oh, we thank you, God. Father, we know, God, that in and of ourselves we can do nothing. Oh, God, but thank you that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Oh, Lord God, we come to you tonight, Father God, as Mary did, God, to sit at your feet that we may behold your beauty and to learn of you, because there is no one else like you, God. Oh, God, that we may receive from you, Father. Oh, God, because in of ourselves, God, we have nothing to even give to you, God, because all good and perfect gifts comes from you. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Father God, we come to you tonight, God, asking, Lord, that you will impart your knowledge, understanding, and wisdom into us, God. Oh, Father, we don't know what to do, God. We don't know what to say, God, unless you show us, Father, unless you teach us, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you said in Proverbs 4, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Oh, God, we are seeking you for understanding, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Father, you said to exalt wisdom, and that wisdom shall promote us. Oh, God, that she shall bring us honor when we embrace wisdom. Oh, God, tonight, God, we are seeking your wisdom, God, so that we'll know what to do, when to do it, where to go. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, you said in James, if any man likes wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to all men liberally and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. Oh, we thank you, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for in a day and a time in which we live, oh, God, we need your wisdom. We need your guidance. Lord, we need your protection. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you for your protection. Thank you, God. Lord Jesus, help us. Help us, Jesus, to sit at your feet, God. Help us to sit at the feet of Jesus, that we may learn from you, learn of you, God. We don't just want to know about you, God, but we want to know you intimately, God. Oh, Father, we thank you, God, for you said that that's the needful thing. That's the essential thing. That's the necessary thing, is that we spend time with you. Spend time in your word, God. Oh, Father, because we can't make it, God, without you, God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for who you are, God. Oh, God, thank you so much, God. Thank you, Lord, for your help. All of our help cometh from the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, when we sit at your feet, God, through reading your word, studying your word and meditating on your word, God, we become stronger in our inner man, God. Oh, Father God, then we can come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Oh, Father God, in this day there is a time of need, God. We need, God, we need to spend time with you, God. Oh, God, so that you can show us what to do, God. We don't need to be in a hurry. We need to be patient and wait on you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Father, when we sit at your feet, we won't be afraid, for you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. God, we thank you that, God. So many people, God, they're troubled, God. They're disturbed. They don't know what to do, which way to go. But thank you, Lord, that you have made a way of escape. Oh, thank you, Lord. Through Jesus, we have everything that we need. Oh, God, when we sit at the feet of Jesus, we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. When we sit at the feet of Jesus, we know how to love one another. When we sit at the feet of Jesus, we know how to treat one another. When we sit at the feet of Jesus, oh, God, thank you, Lord. We know how to forgive, and we know how to receive forgiveness. Oh, God, thank you, God, for teaching us how to sit at your feet. Then we know what our assignment is, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us to sit at your feet, Lord. Oh, God, when we sit at your feet, God, racism isn't a problem, God, because we will love one another. Oh, thank you, Lord. Injustice will no longer prevail, God, because we'll know how to treat one another. Help us, Lord. Help us, Father. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. When we sit at your feet and learn of you, God, we won't be jealous or envy or in strife with one another, God. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, Father, I thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. For, God, we realize that we cannot make it in this world on our own. Oh, God, we thank you that you are bringing present help in the time of trouble. We thank you, God, that even though we are in this world, God, we are not of this world. Thank you that, God, according to your word, we are seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. You said that this world, in this world, we will have trials and tribulations, but to be of good cheer because you have already overcome the world for us. Oh, God, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we see the increase in injustice and hatred, plagues just permeating the world, God, diseases and trouble on every hand. Oh, God, but we know what your word said, God. We know, God, that you will keep us. You said whose mind is stayed on you, you will keep in perfect peace. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you said in Luke 22:28, that when these things begin to come to pass, that we are to look up and lift up our heads for our redemption draw nigh. Oh, God, we thank you, Father, that Jesus was delivered to death for our sins and was raised in life for our justification. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for us, God, because when we are connected with Jesus, Jesus is our Lord and Jesus is our Savior, we have no reason to be fearful. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for Jesus, God. We thank you, God. Your word has justified us through faith. We have peace with God, our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Through him, we have peace. Oh, we praise your holy name. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that we, God, belong to you. You are our heavenly Father. We are your children. We have been adopted into the family of God. Oh, we thank you for the God. Oh, Lord, we realize that this world is getting darker and darker. But glory to God, the church is getting brighter and brighter. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help us, God, to walk in obedience to you, Lord. Help us to love, God. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your kindness, your mercy and your grace. Thank you, Lord, that you are long-suffering. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Oh, that our life, God, would be a reflection of your goodness to us, God. That those who don't know you, God, will see something special about us, God. And they want to know what it is, God. And this is the opportunity for us to tell them about the goodness of Jesus. This is our opportunity to tell them about the good news, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. God, we thank you, God. We can talk to you day and night. Oh, God, you're never too busy to hear from us. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that we can praise you wherever we may be, God. Oh, sometimes, God, it may not be loud, but, God, just deep within, God, we can praise your holy name, God, because you are wonderful. God, you take care of us. God, you are concerned about us. You said whatever concerneth us concerneth you. Oh, God, I just thank you, Lord. God, you are good to me, God. Oh, I can't help but praise your holy name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, perhaps somebody right now, God, might even be on this prayer line, God. They're feeling a state of depression right now. Oh, God, we come against that thing in the name of Jesus. Raise up your head. Look up to heaven. Oh, all your help cometh from the Lord. Oh, don't let the depression reign in your life. God did not give you depression. I'm in the name of Jesus, I speak to you, depression. Leave them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, we thank you, God. Perhaps somebody's on this line, not feeling very well. Oh, God, Satan is trying to come against their bodies, trying to attack their bodies. We speak to you in the name of Jesus, body. Line yourself up with the word of God. Oh, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Father, I thank you, God.
Praise.
Father, I praise you, God. Father, I honor you, God. Oh, you are so good to us, Lord. I thank you, God.
Thank you.
We're not that good sometimes, but you are still good to us, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for your peace. Oh, God, thank you for your peace. Oh, thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh, thank you, God.
Thank
you, Lord Jesus. Maybe somebody's being trouble in their heart. A decision needs to be made. Don't know which way to go. But Bible said, let us follow after peace. So I ask that you let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you, that you will follow after peace. Let that small, still voice speak to your heart in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
God, that you're concerned about the whole man, spirit, soul, and body. God, we thank you. God, you are so good to us. We praise you. Even when we're weak, God, you are strong. We can put our trust in you. We can put our dependency on you, God. Oh, God, we can lean to you, God, not to our own understanding, God, but we lean to you, God. We listen to you, God. We trust you, God.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Thank
for your
you,
word that you will supply our every need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Jesus.
Father, we thank
you,
you
God.
We praise your holy name, God. We thank you, God, for life and life abundantly, God. We thank you that greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world.
Praise
oh, we
God.
Thank you, God.
Thank
oh,
you,
we
Lord.
Thank you, God. We
Amen.
God, you
Amen.
Are the God of all gods. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. You know the end from the beginning.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Thank you, God.
God
oh,
we
you're
thank
Alpha
you.
And Omega. God, we thank you, God. Oh, we praise your holy name, God.
Praise God,
Father,
Minister
thank
Rosa.
Thank you for life,
thank God.
God. Oh,
yes.
God, let the people live, God. Those who are thinking in their minds that it's too hard and can't make it, God, let them know that they can make it in you, Lord. They can
yes.
do all things through Christ who strengthens them. Oh, God, that they will not give up on you, God, because you will never give up on us.
Amen,
oh,
amen.
Thank you, Jesus,
amen.
Father. I praise your holy name,
Glory
God.
Glory to God.
Oh,
thank you.
You're so worthy,
thank
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're
God,
so
we praise
worthy,
you.
God.
Yes.
You're a way maker, God. Sometimes we don't see a way, but God, you somehow you make a way, God. Oh, we thank you, God.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Rosa.
We
thank you very much.
Your holy
God.
Name, your righteous name, your everlasting name. God, we praise you, God.
Glory to God.
Oh, we thank
Amen.
You, Lord. We thank you, God. Father,
yes.
we pray for our pastor, God, Pastor Olive Bolin. Oh, God, we pray for our co-pastor, Pastor Cynthia Bolin. God, we pray for our minister staff at the church. God, we pray not only for our church, God, but we pray for your churches all over this world, God. Oh, with all the challenges that's going on, God, we know, God, that this is not too hard for you. Oh,
yes.
God, your arm is not too short that you can't reach down. Oh, God, and help your people, God. Save
Amen.
Your people. Protect your people. And we thank you for it.
Amen.
Oh, God,
thank
we,
you, Minister Rosa.
God,
thank
we
you
praise
so
you,
much.
God.
Amen.
We honor you,
Amen.
And we love you. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
In Jesus' name.
We give
name.
You all
Amen.
The glory, all
praise
the honor,
God.
All the praises. And thank
yes,
you
Lord.
For leading
God,
us to take us
you.
Through COVID-19, God. And we're coming out with the victory because in you there is victory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Minister Rosa. Minister Sandy Patterson, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. Thank God for you. I want you to go ahead and let God have his way. You go ahead and pray 10 minutes and let God bless real good. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for one more day, God. We thank you for the opportunity to come before your throne today, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, before we even ask you for anything, we just want to take the time just to say thank you. Thank you for being kind, God. Thank you for opening doors. Thank you for things that are as well as they are now, God. Father, I just thank you for who you are. Father, your word declares that we have dominion, God. You gave us dominion over the earth, God. You said that we could speak. We could speak, God, in the name of Jesus. So I ask you, God, in the name, with the power that you've given me, with the authority that you've given me, God, I decree and I declare that, God, that you are opening doors for your people even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for who you are. Father, I speak, God, to every person under the sound of my voice. Father, if there be one on the line right now that is dealing with failure, God, that feeling like they're in deep depression, God. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would just begin to overshadow them now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, for your glory and your honor. Father, you are the true and living God, and beside you there is none other, God. Father, we lift up your name today, God. Thank you for one more day, God. Thank you that you kept back the hand of death, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we lift up your name this evening, God, for there is none like you, God, none like you in all the earth, God. We lift up your name, God. Father, I even decree and declare that you're sending peace in households tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Peace in the midst of chaos, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree and declare that for that person that has been feeling the spirit of restlessness, that has not been sleeping, God, I decree and declare that this very night that they will sleep, they will both lay down in peace and in sleep, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you even now as I'm praying that yokes are being destroyed, God. I thank you that while I'm praying that you are moving on the behalf of your people. Father, I thank you that while I'm praying, God, that favor is falling on your people, God. Oh, God, we intercede tonight on the behalf of your people, God, asking you, oh God, that you would move, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, have your way, God. Father, I ask you now that you will look down on our land, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, cover every African American under your blood. Oh God, you are the righteous judge, God. God, you judge righteously, God. Oh, you are just in all your ways, God. I ask you, oh God, that you would cover us under your blood. Oh God, we call on you tonight, asking you, God, that you would just begin to move, oh God. We need you in our homes, God. We need you. We call on you tonight, God. We throw our voices like an arrow tonight. We ask you, God, to be with us wherever we go. We ask you for wisdom in this season. God, we don't want to move without without you, God. We need wisdom in this season. Show us, God. God, in the name of Jesus, Father, reveal to your leaders when to do it, God. In the name of Jesus, we don't want to move without you, oh God. Father, I even pray now, God, for sickness. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are the healer, God. Oh, you are Jehovah Rapha, God. You are the healer. Heal sick bodies even now under the sound of my voice. I even speak to headaches. I command them to leave now. I even speak to lumps. I command them to dry up now. In the name of Jesus, Father, you have given us power. God, there's no sense of us serving you if we don't use the power. So this very night, we use the power that you've given us. Father, even though we're not together, there might be distance, but there's no distance in the spirit. Father, even while I'm praying, let somebody be healed. Let somebody experience breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, let somebody experience your power. You're even able to fill with the Holy Ghost even in their homes. In the name of Jesus, have your way, God. Hallelujah. We ask for your glory. In the name of Jesus, even on a prayer call, let us experience your glory. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give your name glory. I thank you that even while I'm praying, you're releasing angels on our behalf. They're warring on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and we praise you. Father, we give your name the glory, for there's none like you. Father, I thank you, God, if there be a court case on the line, I pray, God, that you will work it in their favor. Work it in their favor, God. Work it in their favor. God, I thank you that you're turning situations around, God. Turn it around, God. In the name of Jesus, turn it around, God. Hallelujah, God. We intercede, God. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would even keep back the hand of death. Hallelujah, God. Satan, the Lord rebuke you now. I command your body to live. You shall not live. You shall not die, but live. I command life to your body. Life to your body. I command you to live by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke you now. Satan, the Lord rebuke you now. Take your hand off of that person's mind. You shall not have a nervous breakdown, but the Lord said you shall live. You shall live. You shall live. Satan, the Lord rebuke you, you suicidal demon. You shall live. Lord, I thank you and I praise you. Oh, God, you are so worthy this afternoon, this evening. We lift up your name, God. Hallelujah, Lord, we praise you. Lord, we align ourselves with heaven this evening. God, we ask you, whatever you're doing in this season, God, please don't do it without us. Father, if you're blessing in this season, please don't bless without us, God. God, I just believe you're God enough to bless even in the midst of a pandemic. Father, every person under the sound of my voice, I command a blessing in their life. Let it overtake them. Let them run them down, God. Let them chase them, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, have your way by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, I thank you that you're turning people's mourning into dancing, God. I thank you that you're moving on the behalf of your people. Father, I thank you, and we count it done. Father, cover every leader, every pastor, every minister, every Levite under your blood. In the name of Jesus, during this time, God, we will hide and we will seek your face. We will hide and we will seek your face. In the name of Jesus, send direction, God. Send it in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up your name and we give your name all the glory. We give your name all the honor and we leave it in your hand. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. The participants on this line, come on, let's praise him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on,
let's
go. Thank you. 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 Thank you.